I can neither confirm or deny that that this is in fact a signal.
Austin trades Andrew Raycroft to Toronto in exchange for the rights to Tuukka Rask.
It's been my honor and a privilege to serve as the general manager of the Toronto Maple Leafs Hockey Club.
It's time for Confirm or Deny.
Do you regret giving all those gentlemen the no trades or no movement clauses?
I can neither confirm or deny that.
I can't confirm or deny.
And Confirm or Deny is brought to you by our friends at Don Valley North Lexus. Enjoy F-Sport credits of up to $3,000 and a loyalty rate reduction of up to 2%. Visit DonValleyNorthLexus.com for all the details. So, considering the theme of the day on the station and on the show, 10 years of 1050, we've been around for 10 years now, we figured we'd apply the Confirm or Deny game looking 10 years into the future. So these are going to be a lot of future projections or claims, and we'll go around the table and we will either confirm that we see that happening or deny that we see that happening. All right, let's get started here. Confirm or deny. We'll start with you, Jonas. In 10 years, one of Austin Matthews or Mitch Marner will still be a Toronto Maple Leaf.
Oh, boy. So those guys would be 33.
33, 34.
Confirm.
Can I jump in? Yeah.
Yes.
I'm confirming it.
Yeah. I think one of them for sure.
One of them. Not both, but one for sure. I think so.
Yeah. I'm confirming it, too, and I'm not sure it won't be both. You know, I know we look at Matthews and he's got 4 years left, American, Arizona. You know, I get it. But I think this guy is about legacy too, man. You look at the way he plays, the way he continues to grow, what he's doing here. And Toronto, like, this organization treats their players as well, if not better, than anywhere in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it is five-star across the board. And the idea of him becoming, like, the greatest Leaf of all time, which I think is within range. I think Mitch Marner's along for the ride with that pursuit as well. I mean, I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that both guys could play themselves into the conversation, top three, top five Leafs of all time. And 33, 34, you win it. If you can win here, you know, how old is Sidney Crosby, Ovechkin, or Evgeny Malkin?
There.
They're 33, 34, 35.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You've got Backstrom and Ovi, the same kind of thing. You've got Kane and Taves. Like, if you reach that, where you win and you become a staple, those are the two guys that are going to stick around. Right? Like, everyone else might come and go. I can't guarantee that anyone else on this team is here in 10 years. In fact, I wouldn't say anyone will be. But those two are outliers, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to confirm that at least one of them. I'm just saying, I think it's a possibility that both could be here in 10 years.
Listen, a lot of it stems on success. And as you know, I mean, there's turnover if there isn't success. But, you know, I think both of those players will write their own ticket on how long they want to stay with this organization.
Exactly.
Because, you know, I think, the core will change, and, you know, Riley and Freddie and, you know, other people. But I think both of those players, they will continue to build around them. So as long as they want to stay, they're staying. That's
the
way
ball's
I feel.
In their court. And it's long overdue for the Leafs to do what a lot of other organizations have done for a long time, you know, where you get great players, and they did that through the draft, develop, and they stick around. You know, it's rare. You don't see it a ton where guys stick around for that long. But you look throughout the league right now, there are a number of prominent star players who have been in the same market since they stepped into the league. Right? Like Sid,
Patrick
Gino,
Kane,
Ovechkin, Kane, Taves, Stamkos, Hedman. You know, there's a lot. McKinnon's going to stay in Colorado. Right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of guys that are doing that. Confirm or deny, 10 years from today, one of Vladdy Guerrero Jr. or Bo Bichette are still with the Jays. That one's
baseball's a little harder.
I'm not as confident in that. I got to be honest. I'm not as confident in that because I'm not as privy, educated-wise, as far as contracts when it comes to, you know, major league contracts. I feel like Vladdy's going to, you know, if he reaches a threshold, he might want a long-term deal at a big number.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Bo, I feel like I'm going to deny it. I feel like they might move on. One of them might move on.
Well, and like in baseball, like guys like that, if they become stars, they get poached. Like the Yankees come along and they take you. You know what I mean? Like, Mike Trout is kind of the exception. I guess we've seen some guys like stay in their markets, like Christian Yelich signed, and
well, we just saw Tatis Jr. do it. We just saw
14
Jr.
years. Like
that's
I guess
what I'm
that's
saying.
Possible.
No,
oh,
I think it's.
But
very
that's
possible.
San Diego, Brian. That's not Toronto.
No, it's not. But I mean, Toronto's a bigger market than San Diego, and historically, the Padres. How many great players in Padres history can we name? Like Tony Gwynn is the first one that comes
right.
to mind. Yeah, Tony Gwynn.
Didn't Dave Winfield play there?
Hoffman was there.
You wouldn't associate Dave Winfield with
absolutely
Ken Caminiti. Remember him?
Yes, yeah, but I don't remember his time with the Pods. Like I think of Gwynn. I think honestly Hoffman is a guy I remember. Like he set all the closer records or whatever. But there's not a long history in San Diego. And listen, there isn't in Toronto either. But I think the game is changing here. I think if Vladdy and/or Bo grow, you don't take them all the way up to arbitration anymore for the true superstars. Like the Jays may try to play that game differently. But you can see it right now with what happened with Tatis Jr., with what happened with Acuna Jr. I think it's going to happen at some point with Juan Soto down in Washington. I think if Vladdy and/or Bo do damage over the next year or two, the Jays would be smart and likely will follow in the footsteps of other teams and say, here's a 12-year deal. Lock them in, and then guess what? You control it at that point, unless they want to demand out. I think it's possible. I'm going to confirm that one of Vladdy or Bo are here in 10 years.
Well, I mean,
they haven't played themselves into that yet, right? Like, you can't compare them to Matthews and Marner because those two are better players at their respective sport and have been more consistent and have more of a track record based on age more than anything else.
A little bit older and, exactly, or more established, correct. But, I feel like nowadays in pro sports, and you're right, you made a compelling argument with Crosby and Malkin and that, but I feel like we're starting to see a shift in what star players want to do. And I know the NBA is quite, a leader in that.
Oh, yeah.
But I think it's going to slide into other sports.
I think it very well could. Yeah, I think you're right.
10 years is just a long time, though.
It is a long time
in
pro sports.
I'm going to look up the 2010-11 Leafs and see if you can name any of them.
The 2011 Leafs?
The 2010-11 Leafs. Who was the leading scorer?
It's got to be Kessel back then.
Yeah, good one. I guess that was an easy one.
Yeah, that's an easy one. But
I have somewhat of a recollection on that team. Just I don't know why I would. But if you want to test us, we could do that at some point this hour.
We should.
Okay,
we
will.
Test the 2010.
Why don't we go back to
Leafs?
That's a good call, actually. We should go back 10 years and we'll test. We'll quiz ourselves on the 2010-2011 Leafs. All right, continuing here with Confirm or Deny. One of Masai, Bobby Webster, or Nick Nurse are still here in 10 years. Just one.
Deny.
I'm denying that, too. I just don't. I can't picture 10 years of, executives, a coach, no way. As much as everyone loves Nick Nurse, and they should, 3, 4, 5 years from now, if it's going south, that championship caliber stuff gets thrown out the window. Like, there's just too much turnover at the coaching ranks.
Well, who is most likely of that group? Bobby Webster, probably?
Probably Webster, because he's signed as of right now. Masai, until he signs and decides he's going to stay here long term. And I don't see Masai staying here for 10 years, even if he does re-sign. That one seems like an obvious one. What about this one? Confirm or deny, 10 years from today, Kyle Lowry will have a statue built of himself outside of Scotiabank Arena.
Confirm.
You're going to confirm the Lowry statue.
I'd like to see it, but I don't know. What is the waiting period for?
There isn't one. There's no constitution on that. Yeah, there's no statute of limitations. Because I think I'm going to confirm this as well. I think he will be included with other players, because I think MLSC is probably a little bit. I get the impression they might be a little bit sensitive to the fact that the Leafs have Legends Row, which they should. But the Raptors are going to have to get something out there, too. 10 years from now, the Raptors would have been around for 35 years. It's their building as much as it is the Maple Leafs building. It's a lot of history. I could see a Legends Row type, statue going up, and Lowry clearly would be the first one coming to mind.
So on it would be Lowry, DeMar, Kawhi? Eh?
Well, they'd probably put Vince in that. They would include Vince. Yeah.
Maybe Bosch?
Maybe Bosch.
Freddie Van Vliet?
You think?
Well, in 10 years, you never know, right? It would have to be retired players, I would think.
I think deny. It's going to be longer than 10 years, but it'll happen.
You think so?
Okay.
Yeah, 10 years,
that's reasonable.
Stuff moves slow.
Yeah, it does. It does for sure. Confirm or deny. the Buffalo Bills or the Cleveland Browns will have played in a Super Bowl 10 years from today. One of the two teams in a Super Bowl in the next 10 years. Confirm or deny. Bills or Browns? Oh.
I'll confirm that.
Really?
You're a Baker Mayfield guy?
Yeah, well, I think these teams are both kind of on the rise. Like,
I'll confirm it. I think the Bills are going there at some
point. Yeah, like they could go there next year.
Yeah. Oh, I absolutely think the Bills could. Like, look at where they got this year. They get to an AFC Championship game this year. And they're an up-and-coming team. They've got some cap space. They've got the quarterback. If Josh Allen is real, I believe he can get them to a Super Bowl. I don't feel so great about Cleveland. Feel a little bit different about Cleveland, but you give me 10 years if Allen is here and in his prime, which he will be for another 10 years, I'll take 10 tickets for sure. I'll confirm that.
I'm denying it. There's just too many.
There's a lot of history suggesting that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'd like to see it, but maybe they get close, but I just, and it's more because of Buffalo. The other guy I don't like.
You're not a big Baker Mayfield fan?
Oh, yeah, you love his swagger.
No, I don't.
No, I get it.
Hayes loves him. I don't.
I'm a believer in Baker. I think at some point. I think last year he didn't turn the ball over a lot. He played.
Yeah, he was good.
He was in 50,000 commercials.
Yeah, you know it, man. He sells. Cleveland's a big market. It's got to be a part of the program. Confirm or deny. Either the NBA or Major League Baseball will have a second team in Canada 10 years from today. Hmm. One of those two leagues will have a second Canadian team up here.
Deny. I'd like to see a second Major League team in baseball go back to Montreal.
That's the most likely outcome here. I don't see the NBA coming back. When they ripped them out of Vancouver, I don't think the NBA is coming back. Although COVID could change things in terms of expansion, right?
Heck?
Like, there's a lot of money to be made by selling a franchise via expansion, and there may be some Canadian dollars, but I'm going to deny it. I think baseball just toys with Montreal too much, and it's just to get a new building in Tampa, and they'd rather stay in Tampa, and I don't believe the NBA is coming back.
I'm going with it.
Okay.
What about Vancouver? Why doesn't Vancouver get any talk
for baseball?
Both.
Well, we'd have to ask someone out there in terms of what actually happened with the Grizzlies. Like, David Stern said a lot, you know, before he passed away, that his biggest regret was pulling out of Vancouver as quickly as he did. Like, he didn't give them a lot of runway. Like, they had a couple of bad drafts. They had a couple of, like, the Steve Francis debacle where he's like, I'm not going. And they had a couple of bad hirings. And I think all of a sudden they were really bad for a while. And the people stopped showing up. I'm not sure how much money was being invested into the team. I'm not sure how much of the local market was there in terms of support with big business and filling up suites. And they pulled the pin so quickly. Like, they got out of there so quickly that they didn't really give it a chance to be revived. But I don't know.
It's a bad taste. Like, all I think about when I think of Vancouver is that big country, that
Reeves. Yeah, Brian Reeves.
Yeah, he was terrible.
It was an awful pick. Awful. And that was their first pick ever, I believe.
Like, that's what set the tone for the organization.
Well, and furthermore, like, the Raptors took Damon Stoudemire in the same draft, and Stoudemire won Rookie of the Year, and that led the Raptors in a different direction. But they had a bunch of bad drafts. And, again, I remember Steve Francis vividly being like, I'm not going to Vancouver. I'm not going to Canada. It was, like, great. We're already doing this. Like, before the draft, like, at least in Toronto, guys got up here for 2 or 3 years and then said, I want to leave.
But it was so new at that point, too. Like, I think he's like a 96 draft, and like the team is what, 94, 90?
Yeah, 94, 95, I believe, was the inaugural
year. So it's so new then.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
It's just such a great, like, city, and it's like, it's better than most of the cities in the NBA.
Oh, it's a beautiful city, Vancouver.
It is.
And when you consider where they went to Memphis.
Yes.
You know, it's not like they went to New York or went to L.A. or Chicago. Like, they went to Memphis. They're in Memphis. They're in Oklahoma City. They're in Milwaukee. They're in a lot of small markets in the States.
Yeah.
But,
well, and B.C. baseball is really, like, a lot of guys come from B.C. I'm surprised that there's no team in Vancouver for MLB.
Yeah. Well, it's Seattle, I think. You know, they support Seattle so well, and I think a lot of people in Vancouver and throughout the lower mainland support the Mariners, and they just feel like they don't have to step on that territory. And I don't know if there's a park there. You got to get a park built. You got to get owners that are willing to spend money. There's a lot that goes into it, clearly. So we got some more. We'll try to squeeze in later in the hour. We'll also get into that maybe quiz, the Maple Leaf quiz of 10 years ago.
I'm on it.
Okay, you're on it. Confirm or Deny was brought to you by our friends at Don Valley North Lexus. Enjoy F-Sport credits of up to $3,000 and a loyalty rate reduction of up to 2%. Visit DonValleyNorthLexus.com for more details.